It's the worst podcast ever.
It's all lies.
It's all lies, yo.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
It's all lies.
Worst podcast ever, yo.
It's all lies.
Welcome back again to the worst podcast ever.
Are we already recording?
Yes, we are. Turn off this podcast immediately because it is the worst and most terrible thing you'll ever listen to.
You will have a terrible time. I'm telling you that right now.
I'm your host, Danny Two Times. Danny Two Times.
Yo, guys, what's up? This is Janice 2.0. I'm here.
Back again with Season 2, Episode 5. Let's get right into these topics, guys. Topic number one today, we're going to be talking about a Starbucks barista in Ontario accidentally brews a customer.
No fucking way.
Yeah, insane accident.
Brews? I can't wait to hear that one. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, horrible accident. Like, blood, gruesome gore, like, oh my God.
One can only imagine blood-curdling screams also. Yep.
Topic number two, child left alone in hot air balloon traveling across the country right now.
No way.
Little Danny Evans, age 10, is in a hot air balloon right now.
It's like essentially your worst fear.
Traveling across the country, and we have live coverage. Topic number three, we got... Scientists at the University of Detroit have successfully used gamma rays to create a real Hulk.
I'm listening.
Obviously, he got out. He's on the loose. Typical topic that you hear about on this podcast. But we like to cover all the extremely dangerous things that are currently on the loose so that you can be prepared to encounter them.
Naturally.
And then topic number four today,
I just
wanted to throw in one more in this episode here. Guitar painter. Who is he? Where is he? What does he want to do with your guitars? Very important. Stick around. All right, let's get right into our first topic. Topic number one. So a Starbucks barista in Ontario has accidentally brewed a customer.
Oh, gosh.
So
you thought you had a bad week.
Yeah, so she was making an order of, I think, three lattes. One was a double latte with oat milk. And it was the oat milk that apparently was the confusion there. So the man that ordered the lattes, he apparently looked... like an oat.
Do I look like a fucking oat?
Or oat-like, according to her testimony.
Wow.
So, yeah. So instead of... And this is in the Starbucks handbook, which is public record information. You can look this up on starbucks.com/oat/book/hand. And so she grabbed this man and basically put him through the brewing process. I don't know how she had the strength or like no one stopped her or noticed anything, but this guy basically he got brewed into a coffee.
I will say I'm just glad that this was not a rage incident. I really thought this was going to be a Karen response. Like the barista was getting berated by a Karen and the response was to just be like, oh, you want a latte? Here's your fucking latte.
Yeah, then the barista goes to jail, you know.
But so this was just a complete accident.
Total workplace accident.
What does OSHA have to say about that?
OSHA has responded. They said, we are so sorry for this terrible, terrible loss. We are now adding this specific measure to all OSHA handbooks, and Starbucks is working accordingly with our specifications. So they are handling it. This only happened one other time in 2002 in a New Mexico Starbucks. There was that woman, she got brewed into a latte as
you
well.
You just got brewed. Well,
actually, yeah, she got brewed into a chai tea, actually.
Ooh, that sounds good, though.
Yeah, so it was less painful being brewed into, you know, for like, so a latte, as you know, is composed of espresso, which is pressed through a filter with extreme pressure. So this man in Ontario, basically, every atom in his body was pressed through this fucking espresso press, and then he got turned to a latte.
So I just looked this up, and you can actually see the CCTV footage, and the only thing I can compare it to is, you know, those videos on TikTok of the pressure squisher, where it just, you know, they just squish products.
Yeah.
Literally that, but with a human being.
Oh my God.
The force with which this barista is pressing down, the leverage that they were able to create with their elbows, is really just uncanny.
I'm picturing like the part in Harry Potter whenever they apparate, you know.
Yes, yes.
And for those who don't know, it's like teleporting. Whenever they do that, they look like...
Hello?
Okay, so our rock tumbler just turned on by randomly itself.
And then stopped? I think maybe it's jammed?
No, I paused it. I have no idea what just unpaused it. So, ghost... Anyway,
I told you this studio was haunted.
Yeah. So the worst podcast studio, worst podcast ever studio is in fact haunted. So that's good. Now, when they apparate in the Harry Potter movies, it kind of looks like they're like shrinking down into nothing, like a swirly shrink. And then they become like a little tiny like particle, then disappear.
Like they're going down a drain.
Is that what it looked like when... This poor, poor man was...
I mean, it almost... Pressed. It just happens, like, right before your eyes. Like, I almost want to watch it in slow motion if that's not completely fucked up. But anyway, we digress. What happened, terrible tragedy.
What happened to the latte? Did someone drink him? I mean...
His latte, so no. Like, it was his order. You can't drink someone else's order. That's, like, Starbucks law.
That's true. So I guess that... protected him, and like he's
just in a liquefied state.
So scientists, I wouldn't call him alive.
Well, he's still some form of matter.
He's not a vegetable. He's a coffee.
He's a coffee,
which is a worse, just unfathomably awful.
Well,
fate.
Scientists believe they can fix him, and so they're actively working on different patterns of electrocution to try to reinvigorate life to the cup of coffee.
I don't know. I say someone just drink them. Just drink them and get it over with. It sounds awful. Anyway, that's a depressing topic. Let's move on to topic number two, shall we?
He'll be fine.
So topic number two today, guys. Child abandoned in hot air balloon, now traveling across country. So little Danny Evans, age 10, he is in this hot air balloon.
He's having the time of his life, though. You'd think this kid would be scared. He is hooting and hollering. He loves it. He's loving it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what, day two? So, and I think he's just left the West Coast around Northern California. So it's like kind of warm, even though he is 1,000 feet in the air.
The Worst Podcast Ever chopper has been following him to get this live coverage. So they've also been delivering things like packs of gushers, Uncrustables.
Heard back from Jimmy?
Jimmy can't answer right now because he's actively flying the helicopter and dropping the snacks and trying to get an interview all at the same time. So he can't really answer his phone right now.
We should really start paying him. That's a lot.
I wouldn't say that.
All right. Well, this kid is trapped up there. It's day two. He's got some snacks, but he's not. It's not gonna last long here. Okay, so we gotta get this kid down. Someone's gotta save this kid.
It's been 2 days of several flights being either canceled or severely delayed until he passes. He's just riding jet streams, man. He's just out here raw dogging jet streams with a hot air balloon. all kinds of different climates, all kinds of different places. Surely the hot air balloon will run out of fuel at some point in time. He's got 6 hours to figure out a way to get down. No one has been able to get to him to help him land this hot air balloon. People have tried squirrel suits. They've tried hang gliders, but no one is able to successfully land in the basket. This kid brought several Lego sets, connect pieces, motors for them, and he's actively fortified this hot air balloon, much like Kevin McAllister did in Home Alone. And so every rescue squad that tries to get in to help him is just horribly beaten down and maimed.
So he's home aloning him. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Damn.
So he's got, yeah, like Lego traps. He's got like slime bombs. He's got like smoke bombs. He's got...
Oh, crossbow, mortars.
Maybe a couple like glass vases from his parents' house.
How did this 10-year-old get all this equipment?
Maybe like a small flame. Well, he does have the hot air balloon, so he has
either way, we've got to stop him.
Yeah, there was one helicopter attempt that tried to get up there, but he threw some Play-Doh and it like jammed the wings, or it jammed the
propellers,
and the helicopter malfunctioned.
Good
so
luck.
they're not sending helicopters anymore because the kid has all these Home Alone traps. He's got
Cutouts of LeBron James, cutouts of Magic Johnson.
He has that Nerf gun that's like a Tommy gun. I think it's called the Nerf Tommy 20. Don't ask me why I know that, but I did have one as a kid. But yeah, he's got the Nerf gun that shoots like an automatic machine gun, and it's got like 40 Nerf bullets in there. Just one of those little Nerf darts, if it gets into a helicopter propeller or a jet engine or I don't know, shoots someone in the eye who's in a fallen from the sky
shoot
with a parachute.
Your eye out.
It'll blow up, and you know it's already happened. So
he's threatened to blow up the balloon over several different locations. So this kid isn't playing around. He's not playing around.
Yeah, so the situation is just escalating every day, and really controversial issue.
Why are we the only ones talking about it?
I don't know, but we want to hear your thoughts. So write in your opinion on this issue. Should we shoot the hot air balloon down? Should we risk any more lives trying to get this kid out of there when he's just, you know,
clearly
chucking traps?
Did it on purpose, yeah.
Out the basket. You can write in to us at DannyMF2Times@gmail.com. Okay, topic number three. Scientists at the University of Detroit have successfully used gamma rays to create, you guessed it, a real Hulk. Now, you already know what I'm about to say. Obviously, the Hulk has escaped. Why you would even want to create the Hulk in the first place and be like, oh, like we'll worry about containing the Hulk later. Let's just build him first and then worry and cross that bridge when we come to it. We'll circle back. And it's like, no, we can't just circle back. We must figure out how to contain the Hulk first before creating it.
I mean,
but of course, you're just an intern and no one's going to listen to you.
Maybe we should just talk to him, though. Like, he is a sentient being that's self-aware, like, capable of having a conversation.
No, he is only capable of destruction.
Have you tried contacting ScarJo?
ScarJo?
Scarlett Johansson?
Oh. Okay, so that would not work in real life. Okay, if you tried to, like,
you're telling me a sexy redhead isn't going to be able to get this man under control? He's a man at the end of the day.
He is not a man. He is a 917-pound titan of death. So he is just...
Who is a male.
Sprinting and jumping and smashing and ripping and tearing and destroying.
He needs to get laid. Why do you think he's so angry?
Hmm. Okay, but like, who is willing to have who is willing to have sex with the Hulk?
Because I mean, don't judge people. Like, I think you'd be surprised.
I don't think you would survive that. So
again, don't judge people. I think there's a
even
few people
so, how would you know? How would anyone like interrupt the flow of actions that this beast is like? You'd have to like find him mid rampage and be like, hey, chill.
Just find Xena, warrior princess,
and then, like try to convince him to like go back to like a hotel room or something. I don't know if he's self conscious. Like, I don't think he would just have sex with you in like public amidst the destruction with fire and police like shooting at him, the bullets like bouncing off of.
I don't know. I think he kind of gets
steel,
off on
like
them.
Skin. A lot of variables here. A lot of issues with this topic. But yeah, he is on the loose, of course. I don't know why they are so surprised that this happened. Like, oh my God, he got out. How did this happen? It's like, you guys fucking made this thing.
Hulk is not afraid.
Yeah, so based on hulktracker.com/gov, you can actually see the live location of the Hulk.
Hulk is the strongest one there is.
He is currently in a small city in Montana right now, just utterly rampaging. About 20 residential houses have been uprooted, destroyed, and smashed to bits. 38 casualties and 497 injuries so far. So he is just fucking trucking, beelining it for the East Coast. So anyone East Coast, watch out, okay? He's coming. Hulk is... he's almost here. So just be careful. Stay indoors. All right. Topic number four, real quick one here. Guitar painter, who is he? Where is he? What is he doing?
This is very intriguing. Guitar painter, is he painting guitars or is he...
So guitar painter is this mysterious man. He tries to find people with guitars and he paints them. But it's not like a nice, like, hey, pay me and I'll paint your guitar a different... It's like... Guitar painter, and like he comes over and with a spray paint can.
Guitar painter.
Paint.
And he just goes whoosh, whoosh, and just like paints a couple, you know, sprays on your guitar, and like you're like, ah, get away, man! Like, what are you doing? He's like, guitar painter. So, if you guys play guitar, if you got expensive guitars around, watch out for this guy. He's about 9 feet tall. Wears a Michael Myers mask. And
hello?
Guitar
and has really long, fucked up, curly hair.
Did you just describe Buckethead?
Okay, it might just be Buckethead, so be careful of him too. Maybe don't go to any Buckethead shows.
No, go to all the Buckethead shows.
Yeah, okay, go to the Buckethead shows, but don't bring your guitar because he'll paint them. And you can't really stop him because he knows martial arts. All right. And now for our celebrity spotlight segment.
It's the fucking worst celebrity news ever.
Popular Irish punk group the Dropkick Murphys recently accused of kidnapping an elderly man and propelling him into outer space via a crudely made DIY rocket.
Okay, but to be fair, they gave they gave fair warning about their plans to do this for several years. So is anyone really surprised? It's not even like hidden within any lyrics. It's they literally just said it in a documentary that when they were asked about why they started the band in the first place, and they just said they needed an excuse to travel from town to town, meet lots of different people in one night and figure out who would be the best candidate to do this to.
So why the kidnapping scheme then?
Well, basically we're just going fucking town to town looking for the right candidate, trying to find an old man stupid enough to get on the fucking DIY rocket. Pretty surprised no one's tried to stop us.
So are you really that surprised? I mean, that's why I don't go to any Dropkick shows.
I mean, just look at the lyrics of I'm shipping up to Boston. I'm a sailor peg, I've lost my leg. Climbing up the top sails, I lost my leg. I'm shipping up to Boston, whoa. Kidnapping elderly men, let's go. I'm shipping up to Boston, whoa. Send them to outer space to find my wooden leg. So you can look at those lyrics and you can actually see that the Dropkick Murphys have kind of similar to some of the rap artists, like snitching on themselves in their own lyrics. But this was foretold in, and that was just one Dropkick Murphys song. I could go on. I'm not going to waste your time. The proof is in the lyrics.
So that's like negligence on the justice system, right?
Yeah. And as to why they committed this heinous act, I don't know. We can't find any research on it. We think it's some kind of cult activity.
Of course it is.
Like it's like a rite of passage. Like first you have to create a worldwide record Irish punk sensation and play shows around the world. And then once you've done that, if you send an elderly man into space via a crudely made DIY rocket, you'll ascend into the higher ranks of this spiritual group. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm just speculating. So it is said that this occurred during a show in Nepal at the top of the Monta, God damn it.
Montezuma?
On top of the Montezuma mountain top, inside the Buddhist temple of the Lonely Wanderers.
Mm.
And so like mid-show, they basically brought out the rocket. Everyone was like, yeah, Dropkick Murphys. Whoa, it's a rocket ship. Whoa, what's going on? And then they brought out the elderly man. He was like, you know, tied up and he was like, help me. And like everyone thought it was like part of the show. Then they strapped him to the rocket ship and it shot up. People in the first row were like badly burned because this was a real rocket ship that I don't know how they had the engineering to. Anyway, let's just cap it off here with the checking the Gmail here real quick.
Let's check the Gmail. Yeah!
Look, I made a scarf.
Oh, very nice. It's a Janice 2.0, just crocheted a scarf. While we recorded this episode, that's really impressive.
Thanks.
Okay, we got an email from Paul Blart. It's kind of funny. Paul writes in, he says, hey, Danny and Janice, really like the podcast. One thing, though, please don't joke about the clown room on the 11th floor of the Empire State Building. It is a real thing. I worked there for 7 years. It is real. It is dangerous. Please don't talk about it anymore. You're putting yourselves at danger. Thanks. Love the podcast, guys. Keep it up. Paul. Okay. Yeah, so in a previous episode, we did talk about this clown room on the, was it the 11th floor? I don't know.
I don't remember what floor it was on.
But it's a floor on the in the Empire State Building.
It's a real floor.
It's, if you press the button, it'll just skip past that floor, like you can't get to it. And if you ask the people in the lobby, they're like, no, like don't ask about that floor.
Yeah, like everyone looks at you like you just mentioned, yeah, like bomb on an airplane.
But that is the clown floor. I know that this Paul Blart character just told us not to talk about it, but hey, fuck it. We're the only station that's covering it, so we're talking about it all night. Yeah, so if you're very quiet when you pass that floor, you can hear like clown noises and occasional screams and stuff. So, okay. So, I mean, I didn't even really think that was actually real, but apparently.
Told you it was real.
Cause we get emails often about this. They're like, yo, the clown floor, it's real. Like, stop talking about it. Don't go there.
Yeah, it's true. And, I always just delete them, though, because I just figure they're just fucking around.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thanks for sticking around for episode...
Episode five.
We hope you had a terrible time. Goodbye.
Go fuck yourself.